Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kewa.
And I'm Mickey Overman.
And this is Thank Fuck For That, a podcast in which we hear stories from our guests about the moments in their lives that might have changed everything.
Whether they are huge near misses or small, seemingly insignificant choices, we all have stories that we look back on and wonder, what if?
Our guests will bring us their best Thank Fuck For That moment so we can delight in how different their lives could have been.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I thought about what I was going to do to say hello, and then I just didn't make a decision, so I just said hello.
There's a weird pause, and then you went hello.
Yeah. Well, my brain went do the car thing again, but I was like, you can't do the car thing again. You've already done the car thing.
Oh yeah. You could do it.
Oh no, not this time.
I want you to feel free to do whatever you want to do in your life.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll surprise you with the car thing at some point.
Ooh. Yeah. And I have a terrible memory, so I'll really be surprised.
Mickey wakes up in the middle of the night. I'm like,
how are you?
You snuck it in. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
I feel like we have to talk about your birthday party.
You look one Easter older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you have a good Jesus's...
No, we have Jesus's to talk about birthday, we have to talk about Sarah's birthday party, don't we, Lucas?
We do.
It was a momentous occasion. Did you have a nice time? Let's get your perspective first.
I had the best time.
Yeah.
I thought that, I mean, I'm going to say all this and then you're going to be like, it was horrible.
No.
I thought the vibe was really warm.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody seemed very cheerful.
Yeah.
Amazing that everybody came.
Such a turnout.
All those people. Really good turnout. Yeah.
Really good turnout.
Yeah, I had to pay them all at the end. I had a great time.
Yeah,
I had a wonderful time. I am aware. I do have a memory that every time I passed near Lucas, I would shout something along the lines of "How great is Lucas?"
Yes, very much so. Yeah,
because Lucas was talking to Louisa at one point, and I just kept having to. I was like passing by, and I was like, "I'm so glad you found Lucas."
Had you met Louisa before, Lucas?
No, I hadn't.
Oh, nice.
We'd been speaking for like 5 minutes, and then you came in, and then you left again, and then you came back, we were still talking, and you were like, have you met Lucas?
I was.
Have you met Lucas?
I just have a lot of tequila, I'm not going to lie to you all.
Yes, yeah. So for the listener, I think it was a very nice party. Sarah was incredibly drunk.
Yeah.
And it was like...
But on a good level, I think.
But on a good level. But also, you're a person who's really... nice drunk, like that. I remember one of the first times I met you, like properly, you were drunk.
Was it?
Yes, it was at your house.
You're making me sound like a real mess here, Mickey.
No, these are such separate occasions. I think the listener can.
These are the only two times I've ever been drunk.
Yeah, okay, let's say that
in and my then, life.
I was at a dinner party. I was invited to a dinner party at your house, and you were like adorably drunk. Like it was such a sweet. You just kept on like cuddling up to me and saying hello. And I didn't know you that well.
You were like a 3-year-old girl.
You were, yeah. At that one. Mm. And then at this one, you were just so happy that you just kept on like walking up to people. And also, I mean, Lucas and I had a big laugh about this, but drunk Sarah is also slightly creepy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, which is like really great.
What kind of creepy?
Okay. So we were in a conversation.
Yeah.
You would sneak up to people from behind and be like, hello, like with your drink.
Yeah.
And then we were having this conversation.
I didn't pretend that my arms were your arms, did I? Because I kept doing that to Lila.
Oh, no, you didn't do that to me.
I kept putting my arms through her arms and then
making... That's a great party trick.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good fun.
No, we were in a conversation with Heidi and Heidi was complimenting your outfit. Saying like, that looks really, really good on you. And you were wearing just sort of like black sweat. It was like a sweater vest.
It was like a kind of cardigan-y
like
top.
Cardigan polo,
yes. Yeah, yeah. So Heidi was saying, that looks really good on you. And then you immediately went, should I take it off?
Listen, I know what Heidi's really after.
You want me to take it off?
You have to behave like that with Heidi.
Sure.
You have to keep her happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I take it off?
No. Good, I think we stopped you because we were like, no, the point was that it looks really nice. You should keep it on.
Keep wearing
those
clothes.
Put more stuff on. Anyway.
Go get your coat.
Yeah. But I was just really enjoying it because you were just like, you would like sneak up behind people and then just go.
Were you doing an impression of me?
Yeah, but
I've just remembered that. But you wouldn't do it for me. That's just hit me.
Listen, it was really funny on the night. Yeah. I don't think it would work. Like, it's not like I wasn't doing your voice or anything like that.
Okay,
I was just doing the creep up.
Oh, are you doing the goblin shoulders?
The goblin shoulders and with the drink.
Oh yeah. I can see it now.
And the eyes that were like slightly off center.
Yeah.
it's like never quite like
you
looking
you.
You want me to take my top off?
I can't even pretend I didn't do that because I do that at the end of every episode of this podcast.
Yeah.
It goes, we'll send you some naked. Oh no, I get people to send us naked pictures.
Well, you know.
Which they haven't.
Yeah. Yeah, because I keep going, don't do it.
I don't know. When I edit the next one, I'm going to edit your bit out.
Well, I absolutely loved it. I had such a nice time.
I had a great time.
Yeah, it was really nice.
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I had a very pleasant evening. Did you have a nice weekend? I saw you put a video with some hairs.
Oh my God, this was so exciting. I went to the Netherlands and I saw these hairs, which as I saw them, I'm going to put it on stories. As I saw them, I realized I'd never seen a hair before because... They were so big because we saw them in the background. So I was with my parents. We were walking like in the polder and we were walking around and then I was like, bunnies. And then like they're not bunnies because bunnies are like hop, like sweet little hopping hares run like
zombies,
like they're crazy fast and they're so big. So I was like, that is not a bunny. I got very excited.
How fast do they go? People used to race hares.
I took one of those that I always have in my backpack where you can measure the speed of cars. I held it up to them.
Yeah.
And I said, 38 miles an hour.
That's great. I'm glad you saw hairs.
It was so cool.
We've both had a weekend, haven't we?
I mean, what have you done?
I went to see my mother.
Oh, yes.
Went back to the mothership. And my father, my mum made me the cutest cake in the world. I just showed you.
We'll have to put that on stories as well.
It was a gay pride cake, and it was like six layers.
So good.
Of the rainbow flag.
Such
and
success.
She was so one relieved and two drunk when we cut it open that and we pulled this piece out and all the colours had worked and they were really vibrant.
It must be so stressful when you're making a cake and it takes like days to make and then you're like, I don't know if it's going to turn out.
And then it tasted good as well. But she just, like the moment it cut and it looked good, my mum went, I don't give a fuck what it tastes like. She's like, I don't give a fuck. She's like, I don't care. You're eating it.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It was gorgeous.
Yay, Mama Keyworth.
I was very spoilt.
Oh, what did you get?
I got a new coat from Louisa.
Did you?
New jacket.
Are you wearing it?
It's there, yeah.
Is that it?
Little puffy Nike thing.
That's a great one.
She got tickets to see a country music duo we're going on Friday that we like, that we listen to a lot.
That's great.
Yeah, really excited.
So like Taylor Swift early days.
Yeah, like there's Taylor Swift, but there's two of them.
Two Taylor Swifts?
Two Taylor Swifts. Yeah.
Are they ladies?
Oh, they're ladies. I don't get to see men.
Are these Taylor Swift's ladies?
I'm not leaving the house for a man.
Yeah, fair enough. Sorry, Lucas.
Apologies, Lucas.
Sarah's not here for you.
Mm-hmm. Big news about Taylor Swift. She's broken up with her boyfriend.
I read that.
Yeah.
I was like, I wonder what Sarah has to say.
I was on the next flight to LA.
Is she on your like list?
Oh, my people I'm allowed to.
Yeah.
Kidnap.
Bang.
Oh, yeah. We haven't discussed lists, but I don't think Louisa would stand in my way.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
Mm-hmm.
I think Patrick would be like, stop making a list.
Yeah. That list is too long. A second page.
Stop adding to
Mickey,
it.
Please stop writing.
I'm like, ooh.
Your hand is bleeding.
I'll walk past someone on the street. Yeah. I'll be like, oh, what about that one?
Excuse me, sir. What's your name?
You're going on the list, sir.
Get on my list.
You hunker junk. I was thinking
you're carrying it around with you constantly.
Yeah. It's not one of those scrolls that I hold up and then it goes
Mickey's shank list.
No one's ever said yes.
Yeah, you're ticking them off.
Yeah. They're always like, oh.
Oh,
God. This doesn't even make me feel special.
Why is the list wet?
Yeah. Why is it like a phone book?
Why is it so heavy?
Why is it so heavy? The point of a list is it's supposed to make you feel special.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's on my list. She is the list.
She is the list.
I wrote my list on Taylor Swift.
Taylor, stand still, please.
Stand still, please. Give me one of your long legs.
She does have very long legs.
She does have long legs.
So that holds up, actually, that comment.
Exactly.
Anyone who's checking?
Yeah. Fact checking that.
Speaking of long limbs.
True, that one.
I was going to go to Susie.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of long limbs. Funny you should mention long limbs.
Long limbs. Our next guest. We want to introduce Susie from Limbs.
Yeah.
Limbs up.
Starting with the feet.
Yeah. Our next guest is Susie Ruffle.
Susie Ruffle is our guest this week.
Yeah.
Incredible comedian.
Fantastic.
Amazing podcaster.
Yeah.
Susie has a great podcast called Out with Susie Ruffle.
Mm-hmm.
Very talented writer, performer, actor, dancer. Susie
dancer?
Can tap dance.
Really?
Susie can tap dance. You heard it here
How
first.
How do you get into that?
You just start tapping.
I just, that always seems to be like the worst one to get into. Let's get her in. She walks in, you can hear like the clack, 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 clack. we're way too giddy now. Come on. We should get her in.
Very excited.
Yes.
Let's get her in.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hi, it's me, Sarah. Thank you so much for listening to Thank Fuck for That. If you're enjoying the podcast, please sign up to our Patreon to support us. We need some help making it. We're doing it all by ourselves. So please sign up, even if it's just £3 a month. That would make the world of difference. Thanks so much. Here's the episode. Hello.
Hello. Sorry.
I'm just getting into it.
Let's do it.
I chat around and about a lot.
Don't apologise.
That's great for a podcast.
Yeah.
Susie Ruffle is here, everybody. Welcome.
Yay!
It's great to have you in.
I yayed myself then. Which did feel quite sad.
No, it was
because I yayed with you.
If you'd yayed
it was
alone,
exciting.
That would have been bad.
Yeah.
Yay! There we go.
What do you want to say? Walk on stage.
We'll edit it so it's just you.
Please, can you isolate my line?
I have had to stop myself from... I do that a bit when I walk on stage. I'll go... As
I like that, though.
I don't know why. I've like warmed myself
like,
up to the mic. Not quite as enthusiastic.
Not as enthusiastic.
Like I don't really want to be doing it.
But you do.
Yeah.
But I do this.
Yeah, you
punch the air.
Punch the air.
I used to run on stage... years ago, this is like 10 years ago maybe, when I was first...
When you could run.
When I could, of course, when I was still running. When I was first opening for Josh Widdicombe, he took me aside one day in like a very kind, friendly way and was like, I think when you run onto the stage, it makes you like you don't trust in your material.
Oh, that's nice of him.
And I used to wear the same very jazzy jacket because I couldn't afford more than one jazzy jacket, and I used to just run on. And he was like, "You look like Elvin Stardust," which I didn't really know who that was. And then I googled it; and it didn't feel like a compliment. But
you are very energetic on the stage, though. I think it suits your vibe. It'd be weird if you legged it onto the stage and then stood still.
And then was very sort of Jimmy Carr just behind a mic. Yeah, not my vibe at all.
No.
I'm very physical.
Very physical.
Very physical.
In a good way, it works.
I think it's because the first stand-up I ever saw was Lee Evans. And I think weirdly it imprinted into like somewhere in my brain. Yeah, because I think I went to see him when I was about 14. I remember watching him and thinking, I can't, at the Guildhall in Portsmouth, which is about 2,000 seater, and I'm thinking, I can't believe this small man is making this many people laugh. This is insane. Well, he's not very big, and I didn't have great seats, so he was so far away.
Oh, it was the perspective
and it was when
as well.
He was, yeah, it's very like, this cow is close, this cow is far away.
Also, like, small in your estimation.
Yes,
just,
yeah.
Like, this little worm.
Well, we've already spoken about the fact that I am a very long woman.
Yes.
Long-armed. But I remember thinking, I can't believe this many people. I was laughing, but I was like looking around being like, this is like a power, this is a superpower.
Yeah.
And then I think that imprinted into my brain, like, that's what a comedian does.
Yeah. I get it. But I'm fascinated by that because I was a fan of a really physical, like, Dutch comedian as a kid. And I would never have even, like, I couldn't even emulate that if I tried.
No.
He's like so fast talking and like always moving around. And I think even if that imprinted, I wouldn't be able to do it.
I think it's a lack of trust in my own writing skill.
Here we go.
That I'm like, right.
Yeah, get into the insecurities now.
Here's the insecurities.
Lovely.
I'll write a bit. It's funny enough, but if I do my mum's voice and then pull a face and then do a funny walk, it's going to be...
my mum's voice.
It's going to be 30% funnier. Yeah.
Bit of Anne Ruffle, pull a little face.
Yeah, exactly.
Throw in some John Cleese and we're out.
Do you have my diary?
This is a podcast about life-changing moments.
Yes.
Do you dwell on the moments in your past?
Oh, I mean, I think about ways that I've fucked up relentlessly. I don't understand.
Good. Oh, yeah. We've had a couple of people who were like, I don't think about
psychopaths.
It.
Psychopaths. I don't trust these people.
Super
I don't
zen people. Laura Lex last week.
So zen.
Yeah.
No. We must worry.
We must.
How else will we learn?
How else will we not sleep?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Oh, so this is my vibe.
Yeah.
We'd be so
Let's
well rested.
Let's talk about what's keeping us up.
Yes.
I used to have a bit of material called the 3 a.m. press conference where all the voices in my head get together to chat.
That's good.
And I would talk about the shame shudders, the shame that you just... one of my friends who's not in stand-up said, oh, it's a shame shudder. Like, that was a thing that people said.
Mm.
And I was like, that is the perfect way of describing like a ugh.
Don't you hate it when you get a new one?
Oh yeah. When you got a new one this week?
I think I got a new. I don't know what it was, but I've got a feeling I've got a new one. But you know when you like it happens and you go like laugh it off.
Yeah, but
move on, and then you think about it 2 days later, and you're like, "No, that's in the bank.
Yeah,
that's
forever.
Staying."
I had one that I talk about on stage, so forgive me for that. But basically, I had a terrible breakup. You remember? I was a mess. It was about 8 years ago. I was an absolute mess, and for quite some time. And I one night decided to drink.
I'm not in my head, like
I drank. Yeah. I remember drinking.
You were fucked up.
Yeah, I was really. I had like a moment of not knowing who I was, or like it was a
phenomenal breakup. Yeah. To be fair to you,
it was a
doozy.
It was a real mental health crisis. I would say
a doozy for Susie.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And that's a rhyme.
You're gonna regret that in 2 days.
I regret it now.
But I drank a bottle of red, smoked some fags, and then did a deep dive onto her Facebook for her and the boy she left me for. And in doing it, I accidentally tagged myself in a picture of her and her new boyfriend.
When you could do that on Facebook, you could
the candle on the table.
Susie, no. I mean, that's very funny.
It's a bit. It became a bit 8 years later when it didn't hurt to say it.
As the candle on the table.
Yeah, like Lumiere. It was, but yeah, I have.
That's phenomenal. That is incredibly, like the shame.
Yeah, the shame. I was. Yeah. I went to New York with Tom Allen, friend of you both, and I got so drunk at Pride that the next day I had to go up to someone in MoMA, the Museum of Modern Art, where we'd gone to a queer exhibition, to say, is there somewhere I can be sick? of course I thought about that. Of course a group of tourists heard me.
You should have said you were
pregnant. And thought it was because of the queer art.
Really...
is this somewhere I can throw up? This is so unnatural to me.
This is so awful. I saw that Vivian Westwood cape and I just can't bear it. These are happening constantly, incessantly. Yeah.
I tweeted a homophobic slur from a business account once.
Oh!
If you want one of them.
Whose business account?
My first, I've not told you this. It's honestly like I'm sweating just thinking about
it. Yes.
So I told Louisa about it the other day and I realised I'd never like actually confessed this to anyone. It was when I first had a job.
Do you want some rosary beads?
At a theatre school out of London. If you want to know what it is, it won't take long to find out where I worked when I first moved to London. Mm. I was there for a year and I was not doing my job very well. I'm tweeting my friends off my phone. We were having a conversation about something or other. And it was we were having a night out in Nottingham. So I can't remember what the conversation was, but we were arguing about where we were going to go. And somebody said, let's go to this place. And I was like, no, that place is shit. And he was like, no, the music is bad. And then I tweeted back, but at this point I was on my computer and it was when Twitter would send you emails, this person's replied to your tweet.
Yeah.
And I clicked on my work computer, saw it, and just tweeted back going, ugh, gay. And then within the second I tweeted it, I realized that it had taken me straight through to the work account.
Great.
Because I worked in the marketing department.
Oh, great.
So and it was on a Friday afternoon and I deleted it straight away, but they had, I don't know, hundreds and thousands of followers. It was a very famous theatre school. And I was like, I've ruined my life. I've absolutely ruined my life. And then we had an external meeting.
About it?
No. Nobody found out about this.
Oh.
Nobody ever found out. But we had an external meeting. So everybody in my team had to get up and go within like 2 minutes of this happening. I deleted it. And then we went out for this meeting and then we went straight home because it was a Friday afternoon. And I spent the whole weekend thinking, I'm going to go in on Monday morning and somebody's going to go, we need to get to the bottom of who tweeted gay from me.
Could you not have like turned on his head and been like, no, it wasn't gay. It was gay.
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 We as an organisation randomly joined that conversation between those people from Nottingham. I thought we just want to say this is gay. By the way. But they never saw it.
Great.
They never saw it. Nobody ever saw it.
It's because people weren't so into socials as they are now. Yeah. You were lucky at the point of Twitter. It was.
I was so lucky.
So Susie, did you untag yourself immediately?
Or is it still there?
No, I think I untagged myself maybe an hour later.
Right.
Again, I think I got an email about it.
Mm. It's so nice when they email you about your shame.
Yeah, about your shame.
Did you mean to do this?
Yeah.
This seems
feels
rare.
Embarrassing. Yeah. So that was kind of, so they just reached out. And I reached back and untagged myself. But, you know, the damage was done.
Yes, yeah. 100%.
The damage was done.
Yeah. It was that she saw it.
Of course, they get notifications.
Certainly. Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yeah.
But I was already in such a well of pit. A well of shame.
Yeah. Mm.
By then, that it was just another thing to add
to the list. Yeah. Stick that.
Yeah, it really wasn't like, yeah, right.
Embarrassing myself.
Right.
You know, just great, a new way to hate me.
Do you think about it every time you see a candle?
I think, is that me?
That reminds
it's
me.
Hi,
of me.
I'm the candle. Yeah. It's me.
You remind me of a younger me.
Let me tell you a few things.
I blacked out once at my mum's 60th birthday party.
You blacked out?
I blacked out drinking.
Boo.
And I'm not a big drinker.
You're not.
And so it was very confusing why it was happening in the first place. And it was like, it was just so embarrassing. Like, everyone knew except for me that I was really drunk. And I just realize. And like, had gotten up in the middle of the night. And I was sharing a bed with my sister. And I got up in the middle of the night and was like trying to jump off the of the house, saying I could fly. My sister was like,
what the fuck?
She was like, you never drink. All of a sudden, you were suicidal. It was just, and also I wasn't. So it was just a very, like, and you know,
just when, booze.
Like, just booze, just red wine on an empty stomach. Because I'd just flown.
Oh,
like,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Like 8 hours back yeah. home from.
So you could fly, you knew it. You had reference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like, let me try doing this. the horror is like, I didn't know obviously because I blacked out, but like the horror is, I guess, of blacking out is like when people tell you
what you did.
Yeah, they're just like they just sit you. Like, I woke up the next day and I was feeling really rubbish, but I was like, you know, whatever. Oh, I guess I had too much to drink. I didn't really think about it. And then my sister was like, let's have a sit.
Wow.
Let's go through everything you did. I was like, oh.
Susie.
Yes.
Have you ever had a big near miss experience?
Well, yeah, I was thinking about this yesterday when we were texting about it. Mm-hmm. And I think the best one, the most interesting one.
Great.
When I graduated from drama school, which is a long time ago now, and I graduated into a recession, so there was no work, and I didn't get an agent. And there was just no bloody work. And I didn't really know what to do. So I thought, well, I'll work in a bar. That's the only thing I can do. And I started working in a bar that had stand-up on. Now, I mentioned before about seeing Lee Evans and being, like, totally blown away by it. And I was also really obsessed with French and Saunders and Victoria Wood. But I sort of planned to go down, like, an acting route. And then I had no work, which at the time felt like devastating, that I'd trained for 3 years and then I just couldn't get an agent, I couldn't get an audition, I couldn't get a fucking, you know, I couldn't get through the door. And so I started working in this pub, and the pub had a monthly comedy night on. And I saw people like Sarah Kendall, who I adore, Andrew Maxwell, Adam Bloom, Alexis Dubas as Marcel Lacan, loads of comics that we've now gig with loads and we're sort of pals with. But it was the first time that I realised that comedy was a job. Mm. Like, I didn't realise that there was a circuit.
No.
I didn't know about the Edinburgh Festival. I didn't know that it was a thing. Mm. You know,
what level do you think this was? Like, now speaking, like, looking back, was it like an open mic?
No. It was like it would be like a Wednesday night gig where you'd get like £100.
Nice, okay.
150 so quid clothes, maybe. Like a nice gig. It was always sold out.
Yeah.
It was...
What was the pub? Do you remember?
It was called The Waterfront in Streatham.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like on the corner. I don't know that it's... That it's definitely not run by the same people anymore, and it doesn't have a comedy night anymore. But it had this really good comedy night. And so I would watch, and I was stunned.
Yeah.
People like Hal Crittenden would come down and close. And I don't know whether Hal had done Apollo yet, but he was certainly, like, really smashing it. in a way that I was like, oh my God, how is this person so funny and he's not famous?
Mm.
Yeah.
And I just didn't know that there was, it might, it, like, you know, my friends that have grown up around comedy or friends that went to universities that like went up to Edinburgh and did that sort of thing. Like, I just didn't even, like, people would talk about the Edinburgh Festival when I first started stand up, and I'd be like, what is that?
Same.
Like,
yeah, no idea.
I knew
idea.
About it for plays because I'd been to drama school and be right. like, oh, yeah, my friend did Macbeth there. Do you know them?
Do you know them?
Do you know them?
Macbeth? No? You do think Edinburgh is so much smaller.
That's so funny.
Yeah, my friend did that festival.
Yeah, you must know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, but I agree. I had no idea.
And I kept, and I always would ask to work the comedy night, and I kept watching and was. People were always really good. I saw Holly Walsh there when she was really new, and she was really brilliant, really funny. She had a thing about a blood orange. I mean, I don't remember anything else about it, but I remember there being a really funny routine about a blood orange and being, I was totally taken with the fact that it was a job.
Yeah.
And then Rich Wilson was the resident MC, and I said to Rich, how do you become a stand-up? And he was like, oh, you just go to an open mic night.
Mm.
And then he went in his bag and got me a copy of Time Out and circled all the open mic nights and was like, just ring all those places.
Rings?
And then, yeah, you used to ring for a gig,
People
Mickey.
Used to call. Yeah. She's like, what is that?
Sorry.
It's like Zoom.
They don't have phones in Holland?
I think we're not that far apart in age, but I think it's so funny because we definitely started at such a different time.
So you used to have to ring downstairs at the King's Head between like 9:30 and 10:30 on a Thursday morning. That was the only time you could book yourself in.
Oh, my God.
Top Secret that you had to ring up for a while.
You did, yeah. I did ring Top Secret.
Mm.
But I thought it was ridiculous.
So
it was a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, so when I was thinking about... I have so many sort of embarrassing indiscretions, but I thought it'd be nice to talk about, like, a positive one where, like, I think that in another world, I remember when I got the job at the Waterfront working in the bar, it was sort of a toss-up between me doing that or me trying to get a job with my friend in Pizza Express. And it just so happened.
So the near miss is that you never got to work at Pizza Express.
Do you know what I mean?
That is the best restaurant.
I never got to know the secret sauce.
I love it so much.
You could be a pizza maker
right now. I love Pizza Express so much. Yeah. I cannot emphasize this enough.
I love wearing stripes.
It's the best place in the world. So I feel for you.
Yeah, it's really, it's been hard.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it.
Why do you think
I
can't go into Pizza Express anymore now? This could have been me. You walk by with your wife. That should be me in there. Yeah.
Darling, it's not worth it. Yeah. Come on.
People are going by and going, is that Susie Ruffle off the telly? You're like, no.
I dreamt of being Susie Ruffle off of Pizza Express.
Oh, that would have been the best.
But yeah, and then I didn't realise that it was even possible. I didn't know it was a thing.
Did you, the moment you saw like newer, like not famous people doing stand-up, did you think, oh, I can do that? Or was it like a slow process?
I don't think, there was no sort of arrogance around it, like, oh, I can do that. It was more that I thought, oh, I'll do this for a bit until I get an acting job. Well, let me tell you, 12 years later, the acting job's not coming.
No, we're still waiting.
So that big theatre job Dana. Got worked out.
Do you have another sliding doorsy moment?
Yes, I do. And I think it's about me.
Everything is a sliding door.
Yeah, I think so. That's the thing.
Mm.
So during one Edinburgh, I became quite pally with the girls from Birthday Girls. And Camille, who's a good friend of mine, we were sort of just, their show was on, my show was on at one time, theirs was on a couple of hours later, meant that we were both sort of free to drink between like 11 and 1 or whatever. And I just had a festival where I hung out with those guys quite a lot. And we became quite pally, and then we were pally back here as well, back in London. And a few years after that, let me start that again. During that time, Cam was also occasionally temping in an office in London. The office that my wife worked in.
Mm.
So she was friends with me and my wife when we didn't know each other.
Oh.
And we were then both invited to Camille and James's wedding.
No way.
So Alice and I, and we were sort of set. Like, it was sort of like, oh, I think you'll really like Alice. I think you guys are going really well.
I was a little bit of a setup.
Kind of.
Did you believe it when
she
said
it? Yeah, well, in a way, I was like, oh, fuck off, Cam. You were just being like, oh, you're both lesbians. This will work out.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
But
annoyingly,
Cam was absolutely right. And it was more about our personalities than anything else. But we hit it off. And, but it was funny because Alice had sort of seen my stand-up before, or she'd been to see one of my shows in Edinburgh. And I turned up with Jenny Bede, fellow stand-up, dear best friend. And Alice was like, oh, fuck, she's got a new girlfriend.
Oh.
Because Jenny and I are very tactile, and we sort of look like we could be married, sure, having an affair at all times.
Yeah.
Either
at all times.
We always look like we're having an affair.
Yeah.
Suspicious eyes darting around.
Yeah. We always checking your phone.
Yeah. We always leave through the back entrance. So try and see on a fire.
Pretend you don't know each other.
Yeah.
Oh, so you've seen us together.
Absolutely. Sneaking into hotel rooms.
I mean, when Jenny opens for me on tour, I'll be like, do you want your own hotel room? And she'll be like, no. I want us to have a bottle of wine. I want us to have sex.
Yeah.
I want us to... Should we get those hotel rooms that have two double beds?
Oh, that's nice.
And then watch
nice.
A movie together?
That is incredibly wholesome.
It's really... It's because we lived together after we both had a bad breakup.
Nice, yeah.
And
do
we
it.
Both did a lot of repairing of ourselves.
Yeah.
Like, alongside each other in bed.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So it's like this
yeah,
thing
yeah,
of like, yeah. Do you want to snuggle down and have a bottle of wine and maybe watch Pretty Woman?
Yeah, yeah.
That
yes!
Aw. Flo and Joan have that's a great bit so about nice. How they... get those hotel rooms when they're on tour, and obviously they're sisters.
Yeah.
They have some bit about how like in 30 years time they're just going to be like two old women like, in a hotel room in twin beds cutting a quiche with a credit card.
Yeah. Oh, I love Flo and Jones so much.
Funny.
They're every time I spend time with them off stage, I'm giddy with excitement. Yeah. I'm like, hey, do you want to be friends?
Yeah.
Here's
yeah.
a funny thing that you might find funny.
Yeah.
and they will find you funny.
I'm so desperate for them to like me. It's so embarrassing.
They're so nice.
They're very good.
But, yes, so Jenny and I went to the wedding. Alice thought that Jenny was my date. Jenny, quite quickly, I think, was like, oh, no, I'm not like that. In a non-homophobic way.
Yeah, she's like, oh, is there somewhere I can be sick, please?
Yeah, exactly. Is there a guitar case anywhere? Where's the band? And Alice and I met. And then the next day I was really poorly and I went home to Portsmouth and I had tonsillitis. It was just after the festival, about a week after the Edinburgh Festival, so I was like really run down. And Alice and I started Facebook messaging.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah. Yeah. And then about a week later, we met up in Map Maison in Hoxton, which is around the corner from where I lived at the time. And I mean, basically Alice never left my house. And that was it. Amazing.
Was there like, so you chatted and stuff during the
during the wedding.
But no.
No, we chatted.
No frisky bisky.
No frisky bisky.
Susie had tonsillitis.
I had the onset
not
of tonsillitis.
Not in her hands.
Oh, no, I get it in my...
Things are still working on it. That's Mickey's attitude towards dating.
Yeah, I got hands first.
Hands first before kissing.
Oh, yeah. You get in there first. Yeah,
try before you buy a situation.
I was gonna try and do something with Ovariesman for your surname, but I did.
Oh,
they didn't,
yeah,
I didn't quite come
like
at it.
Yeah,
I didn't quite get it. But that's nice. No, I didn't grope her.
Okay, well, you know, it's just nice to get the deets.
Okay.
Weird.
Bit of a modern love story then.
What about consent? And we chatted about politics briefly.
Oh,
the sexiest of all the subjects.
Get
that out of the way. Well, you want to make sure, you need to make sure that your significant other is on the same page as you.
I agree.
Absolutely.
Immediately.
You can't
burn by that before.
You don't want. Have you?
Yeah. Have you?
Louise is a Nazi.
Oh, no!
Nightmare.
Why are you still with her?
She's very nice.
Yeah. She's hot.
She's a hot Nazi, okay?
I'm just a man. Like Hugo Boss.
Yeah. Briefly chatted about politics.
Politics at the wedding.
At the wedding, got it.
Like both a bit tipsy. Mm. I remember she took her hair out and I realised like she's got really good hair, Alice.
Oh, that's nice.
And she had it like all put up for the wedding and then like took it out and it was like blah, blah,
oh,
blah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great
That's such like a good moment. Yeah.
Which was,
that's
yeah,
really good.
Quite sexy. And and then got married, had a baby, moved to Brighton. That's our life. Just
amazing.
Got it all done.
That's great.
Got it all done.
I did it on Twitter with a like clappy hand.
I love getting things done.
Yeah,
I'm that's
like,
so
got
good.
The wife.
I feel
got
you got you it.
Know, we had a baby. We moved to Brighton. It's lovely. It's all the life.
Perfect gay storm.
It really is.
It's really nice.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, but had I not met Cam, had I not become friendly with her, she wouldn't have sent me up with Alice.
Had you had tonsillitis 2 days before and not gone to the wedding?
No, I would still be sharing a bed with Jenny Bead. And
absolutely.
And you are.
Which, you know, and Alice is fine with it.
Yeah.
Alice is fine
with it. Move over. You know?
How many in that bed now?
Yeah, baby, yeah. Cat, Jenny. Yeah. Jenny's baby, my wife.
Yeah.
Jenny's partner.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a really big bed.
Yes, it's great.
But we're really happy.
Oh, it's a beautiful story.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's really nice. You've got Camille and James in there as well.
Yeah.
Just because of the introductions.
But they're stop and tail.
That makes it nicer.
Yeah. That's not better.
No.
I love when people say top and tail, and I'm like, all the bits are just the same position.
What do you mean? Would you, if me and you were sharing a bed, if we were had turned up somewhere and they were like, there's only one bed, how would you suggest we slept?
You face down, face. Mickey on top of you. That's how she likes it.
And hands only, no mouth.
Yeah,
you're like Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman.
Yeah, I am. I really am. I'm wearing red.
I do agree, though, top and tail.
It's weird.
What's the bit? You don't just still have to sit, and then your feet are just...
It's not about the bits.
I think it's about the face. Yeah.
What is top and tail is when your feet are pointing the other direction.
Yeah. You're both like that. Yeah. That's Sarah's head.
Yeah, my head's there.
Not like that, actually. Not like that.
Yeah. Yeah, so my head's there, Susie's head's there, and you're in the middle.
With your fiddly little hands.
Creepy little pervert.
Yeah, but this is what I mean. It's like, and then if it's like...
The genitals are still touching.
The genitals are still in the middle.
Yeah, but it's... I think people do it because of the face. So it's like...
Yeah, but then
your
face
own...
on next to someone else's feet.
Yeah.
How is face to face worse?
I agree with you.
I think it's gross.
I think feet are gross. I think for top and tail to work, you need to both be in a sleeping bag.
Right.
That changes it.
Yeah. That changes the dynamic.
Because then your feet aren't that close to them.
That is very yin and
mental.
Yang.
What?
With the duvet as well?
It can be if you want. It depends how cold it is.
Okay.
Don't you think a sleeping bag just makes
Susie's just saying if you are in a situation like you're in a tent and then you have two sleeping bags, then top and tail works.
Yeah.
But surely if you're in sleeping bags, you've got enough that's sort of separating you out, isn't it? A little head peering out of the cold.
I do up the cord, so it's just that.
Tiny eyes, just the eyes peeking out.
I can't sleep in a sleeping bag.
You can't sleep in a sleeping bag?
It makes me very claustrophobic.
What do you do?
You can have your head out.
Unzip it.
Yeah, but it just the fact that, like, I can't move.
You can't move, right.
So I have to unzip the whole
thing.
Are you
a physical sleeper?
It kind of defeats the purpose.
Yeah.
I guess.
We've got a sleep... Alice has a sleep app on her phone. And what we've learned over the... She's been doing it for a few months. What we've learned over the last few months is that she talks a lot in her sleep. She'll be like... And I just go, yeah. I respond to
her. No way.
Just really, every
so
time.
So married.
Like, yeah.
That is terrifying.
I love it. I feel like that's like so married that you're just like, you're so in sync.
Yeah, whatever, babe.
Yeah, that you're still doing the little... Yeah. That's nice.
That's real nice.
This was
beautiful
so great.
Story. I'm really glad it happened.
Glad it happened.
Yes, me too. I didn't quite know
you
which
you just realised that you were
so
glad
sorry.
It happened too.
Yeah, no.
Yes!
Yes, no, it's very good. It's very good.
Yeah. Congratulations
Thank
on all
you.
Your achievements.
Congratulations on all your achievements.
On finding a woman.
Yes.
It's hard.
Yeah. It's hard.
It's hard.
Some of us have yet to manage it.
Exactly. Mickey.
I know.
You get there.
I'm dating a boy.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
I'm sorry, guys. He's like the enemy, you know. But it's like keep the enemy close, kind of thing.
Sure, sure.
I know all that they're up to.
When are you going to kill that guy? Mickey's taking him out one by one.
Yeah.
This will be a fifth kill.
Yeah. And I'll be so sad because I love him so much. Yeah. But it has to be done.
Do it for the lesbians.
I will.
This is exactly what people think lesbians are.
Man killers.
Yeah.
We are there, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But you're getting the straight girls to do the dirty dishes for you.
Because I wouldn't do well in prison.
No. Oh, God.
I think you'd do so well in prison.
I think I'd get really ripped.
Absolutely.
It would finally be an opportunity for me to really work on the bod.
Mm. Yeah.
I think the thing that's been stopping me from having abs all my life is...
Freedom.
That you haven't been in prison.
Oh, God.
Thank you so much for doing
this.
Thank
pleasure.
You.
Amazing.
My pleasure.
Will you tell people where to find you?
Yes.
Plug away.
Brighton. Is where I live. No, where you can find me? Oh, on the internet, if you want.
Not on Twitter.
I'm so not really on Twitter. I mean, I'm on there, but I'm not on there. I'm on Instagram.
Yes.
I'm on tour. Susie
Ruffer.com. Great clips on Instagram.
Yeah.
I put up stand-up clips.
Yeah,
sure.
They're good.
Yeah. If you want to find me, you can.
Great.
But if I repulse you, no worries. I get it.
If I repulse you, no worries.
That's how we want that on a t-shirt.
That's how we want all our guests to end. But if I repulse you, don't worry about it.
Yeah, no worries. You're not the first.
And you won't be the last. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
A pleasure.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Susie Ruffle, everybody!
Susie Ruffle! That was great.
That was so good.
That was so fun. Really fun. Mm. I had fun. And let me tell you, it's an absolute pleasure to be back here in this studio with you, Lucas.
Lucas, we really missed you.
Never leave us again.
Yeah. You didn't miss us. You were on holiday.
I did, yeah.
Yeah.
I was on a 12-hour flight before I went to your party.
Were you?
Yeah, but Mickey was on a 4-hour flight.
On a 1-hour flight, actually.
Wow.
So, actually, on a 14-minute flight, actually. So, I had it a bit harder than Lucas.
Well, you had less time to adjust, didn't
you? I had way less time to adjust.
Lucas can put his feet up and relax. And actually, I don't know what you're complaining about.
The thing about flying from Amsterdam is they go, we're about to take off, and then they go, crew, get ready for landing.
That's
awful.
That's it.
When they have to go through with the cart, they have to go really quickly. They go, crew, get ready for landing.
I'm always one of those horrible bastards that's like, I will be having a tea.
Yeah. They're like, there's actually no time for tea. Why are you doing this?
Where's my tea? They're ushering me off the plane.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
It was a joy to have you in.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful lot. Keep writing to us.
Keep writing to us.
We're going to stick them on the
Keep
old...
Keep signing up.
Patreon. We're going to do a Patreon exclusive Patreon. Very soon.
Yeah.
Patreon. Sign up to it so that you can hear bonus content. We've been putting a cringe on each of our guests, and it's a little video as well, so you can see us in de flesh.
Yeah.
So sign up to
There's
see
lots
those.
Of extras, you guys.
We're really bringing it home for you now.
We are, actually. Yeah. But in the beginning, we were lacking, but now we're crushing it.
No excuses.
So please sign up for that. And I think that, come to our previews.
Come to our previews.
And et cetera.
Well... There's only one thing left to say.
What is it?
Shall I do it?
Do it.
I can't do it.
You have to do it.
I can't do it.
It can't just be on me.
Okay.
And?
We'll speak to you soon. I fucked it, didn't I? I fucked it. I can't do it. Speak to you soon. We'll speak to you next time.
No, I think that's funny.
I'll call you soon.
Okay.
I'll call you soon. I'll call you later.
Shut up.
Thank you for listening to Thank Fuck for That. It was hosted by Mickey Overman and Sarah Keyworth and produced by Lucas Jeffco, with music from Ben Kavanagh.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra.
and UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.